This year is the 50th anniversary of the death of James Dean, Hollywood's rebel without a cause.
You're tearing me apart!
What?
You say one thing, he says another, and everybody changes back again!
Even though James Dean made only 3 movies, he became one of Hollywood's biggest icons after dying at 24 in a car crash. A boxed set of his films has just been released, digitally restored with extras, including screen tests, documentaries, and even a soft drink commercial that was Dean's first appearance on film. This weekend, more than 100,000 people are expected to descend on the town where he was born, Marion, Indiana, for a James Dean festival. Bob Mondello has this remembrance.
East of Eden introduced James Dean to the world as Cal Trask, throwing stones at his mom's window, tossing huge blocks of ice at his dad. He was teen rebellion made flesh, awkward, moody, and basically still a kid.
Let me talk to you. Please. I gotta talk to you.
For a teen rebel, Dean seems awfully innocent when you look at East of Eden. It's hard to believe how vulnerable he was, those liquid eyes, the shy smile surfacing hesitantly, as if he's sure he'll be hurt, looking for parental love with such naked yearning.
Talk to me! Talk to me, please! Mother!
Today, exposing so much emotion would be decidedly uncool, but in an age when Mickey Rooney was Hollywood's idea of a teenager, Dean was the essence of cool. Whether you wanted to love him or to be him, he was ever the rebel. Causes be damned.
Well, I'm not going to use me as an excuse again.
I don't.
Every time you can't face yourself, you blame it on me.
That is not true.
You say it's because of me, you say it's because of the neighborhood.
No.
You use every other phony excuse. Mom, I want to do something right. And I don't want you to run away from me again.
Dad?
This is all going too fast
for me. You better give me something fast.
Dean was a comet streaking through Hollywood's firmament of stars. He didn't have time to fail or dim or disappoint. Other screen icons, say Humphrey Bogart, worked for decades and made dozens of films. Even River Phoenix, who seemed a latter-day Dean when he died in his early 20s, made 16 movies. Dean's film career barely lasted 16 months, just 3 pictures, but such an impression he made. An impression press agents tried to reinforce by painting him as a rebel off-screen, too. But if you read his letters to a much younger cousin, you see a different side of him. Have your daddy help you read this, he urges in a thank you note to little Marcus for some drawings. I beg of you, please, do not draw buildings of confinement, jails, castles, zoos. Anyone at all can draw guns and barred gates with locks on them. Rather, draw tools, things that build. They are harder to draw because they were harder to grow. With rebels like this, you could build a better world.
My welcome in, babe.
Fine.
Why, that's wonderful, Jeff.
Everybody thought I had a duster? Y'all thought old Spindle Top and old Burke Burnett was all it was, didn't you?
Well, I'm here to tell you it ain't, boy. It's here.
And there ain't a dang thing you gonna do about it.
In Giant, his last film, Dean was an important but secondary player. He finished his final scene and decided, fatefully, to drive his new Porsche 550 Spider from L.A. to Salinas, where he was hoping to race it the next weekend. Watching Giant today is weird because the film's story spans more than 3 decades, and its stars, all then in their 20s, grow old. There in the last few scenes are the Rock Hudson we remember from his later years, gray and tired, and Elizabeth Taylor, matronly in a more slender way than she managed in real life, and James Dean, hairline receding, cheeks hollow, skin leathery, eyes narrowed to slits. The character he's playing was an alcoholic, so Hollywood's makeup artists did their worst and showed audiences what real life never would. The wizened old guy who would have somehow betrayed the promise of his youth on TV's Dynasty, maybe, or in a John Waters movie, or just by growing old. Rebellion fades. Dean did not. I'm Bob Mondello.
No! Don't turn on the lights!
Don't. It's too bright. Plato doesn't...
Turn out the lights!
Jim!
John! I got the bullet!
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.